And now, live to tape, The Edge of Time.
Cast off words, darkness.
Yes, it is. Once again, we're beginning a new week, and we are blowing the trumpet in Zion. We are lifting our hands. It is time. We are on the edge of time, the right edge, the cutting edge. That's exactly true, and we want you to get over there with us. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld. We are glad that you've joined us today, and we are ready for another week of absolute enthrallment in the things of heaven, because it is time once again. And it's amazing to me how time flies, but when you're on the right side of time, you are redeeming it, buying it back, and causing things to be eternal instead of just temporal. Instead of time flying, your time is buying. Amen. You're buying it back. Hey, you got to buckle up right now. Strap yourself in. We are blowing the trumpet. And we are waking up the troops. We're telling everybody, come on, let's get out. Let's get on the front lines. There's something to do. Be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So where are you going? Hey, we're going to get some souls. We're going to get some people. We're going to affect a change. We're going to talk about affecting change in our life right now. You know, some of the things maybe we've put up with or had to go through or whatever, it's time to say stop in the name of Jesus, because there's something, a change going on, and we're in the right side of that change, and I want you to just get excited about it, because we have a show lined up that's faster than a speeding bullet, more power than a locomotive, and we're going to leap tall buildings with a single bound. The Bible said, David said, by my God, I'll leap over a wall, and by my God, I will run through a troop. It's hard to know where to start with this one because there's so many places to go. But I'll tell you what, there was a song written a few years ago, and maybe many years ago, but it was by Reba Rambo. Reba and Dottie McGuire. Reba Rambo, Dottie McGuire, and it's called We've Got the Spirit. And I want you to get the Spirit, because we've got the same Spirit that caused Gideon to win a great battle. Oh, come on now.
Just crossed.
Yeah, that's We've Got the Spirit. Wow, if you're not awake, if you weren't awake then, you certainly are now. And it's a good thing because awake unto righteousness and sin not. Hey, We've Got the Spirit. Where do we get it? We got it, man. It came from the day of Pentecost. That's where we get the Spirit of God. And no, the Spirit of God's not always, you know, blowing the trumpet and running around and jumping up and down. And sometimes, in fact, in this program, we'll slow it down. But I'll tell you what, if you can't get sped up, if you can't get excited, if you can't run around and blow the trumpet, there's something, you need some of the Spirit. And Jesus said, he told the disciples, he said, you don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything until you get endued with power from on high. He didn't talk about something you got down at the hardware store. He's not talking about, you know, a battery-operated thing. He's not talking about something you plug into the wall. He's not talking about some wireless, you know, new recording device. He's talking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit of God, which gives you God's heart and God's mind and God's desires, oh, for this life, so that we don't have to wear out and just fall down and run out of power and just kind of, you know, just fall apart. No, praise God. We can run the race with endurance, looking unto Jesus, the author and developer of our faith. Hey, we got a word from our sponsor for this first half hour. Let's go ahead and listen to them from right now. Our sponsor this half hour is 2 Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2 Core 10-4. 2 Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2 Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2 Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2 Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2 Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off works of darkness.
Yeah, we're back again. This is Ed Gutfeld. We're glad you're with us. We have a program lined up today about effecting great change now in our lives. Yeah, we played that first song, We've Got the Spirit, that whole story of Gideon, how God used a man that was hiding in a wine press from the enemy, and the whole people were being robbed and ripped off by the Midianites every year, and the harvest time would come, and they'd work all year, and suddenly everything would be taken away, and they wouldn't be able to receive and enjoy the harvest that was theirs. But God said, I'm going to change this whole thing. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to talk to a man named Gideon. I'm going to say, Gideon, you know what? I'm going to be your great warrior, and I'm going to fight your battles for you. In fact, you're going to be a mighty man of valor yourself. So I want you to go ahead and realize that this is a day to effect change in your life, Mr. Gideon. And what better word to jump on than that one right there? You know, this song is by the Embers, and it's called Cloud by Day. And it says, when you come, Lord, everything changes. You do so many great things. And we need to thank God. When he shows up, everything changes. And let it start happening right now. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice,
Let change happen today. Let's affect it in the name of Jesus.
The world is so dark, a night without light, until you came around and we were so blind. Captives confined, until you gave us your light. Yeah, you gave us your light. It's your presence that makes the difference. It's your presence.
Thank you.
right. When you come, everything changes. It just can't stay the same. No way. No way, shape, or form. When you come, Lord, everything changes. Oh, you're a cloud by day. You're a fire in the night. You're a way where there is no way. Boy, you could probably think of 20 different times when there was no way in your life. Maybe you're new to the Lord, but God kept you in areas and in ways that you didn't know he could do that. But that's the way he is. He's just a kind, loving, gentle Savior. But I, you know, there's something stirring in my heart. Even before this, I don't really know where we're going to go with this broadcast. There was an anointing just fell on my heart to just declare change right now in the name of Jesus. So I want you to hook up with that. You know, there's nothing the enemy can do to keep change from happening. He can try to mess with the economy. He can try to mess with Israel. He could try to mess with your mother-in-law. He could try to mess with your dog. But I tell you something, he cannot stop the kingdom of God from going forward. Jesus said, "This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached until the end." Oh, you better believe it. And as a witness, it's going to be preached. I love something, Reinhard Bonnke. We have a little tape here where he just gets the fire of preaching. And people tell him, you know, be quiet. You know, we're Germans, because he's from Germany, you know. We're Germans. We don't get that excited about things like that. We're very introspective and we're very intellectual. And preaching is sort of old-fashioned, poor people stuff. And Reinhard has something to say about that. But after that, there's a song called Jesus Saves. And I want you to know something. We're going to play these two things together, and you can hook up with them. You really can. You know, you can, whatever you're doing, just put it down. Get hooked up, because Jesus saves. He's a right now Jesus. He's a right now God. This is Right Now Radio, and I'm talking right to you. I'm telling you, don't you stay in that depression. Don't you stay in that spot. Don't you stay in that place of complacency for one more second. I know what it means when the anointing of God comes to say something and change is about to happen, and God's saying we can affect change. AFFECT. We can affect it. We can cause it to happen. How? Through faith. Through faith. That's right. When we, you know, when they marched around Jericho, they affected change. Now, God brought the walls down, but the people affected change because they obeyed God. They cooperated with him. And same with Gideon. He said, "Gideon, I want you to go out and I want you to do these things." And Gideon says, "I can't." He says, "You know, you told me to go there. In fact, I'm going to go at night." Well, he was in a land where there was no faith at all. Nobody was believing God. He said, "Gideon, where's your God? Where's your miracles? Where's the things I've heard about? I've read about you, but I haven't seen you." And God said, "Watch what I'm going to do, oh man of valor. Watch what I do when you do what I tell you to do. When you take this little pitcher and you put a little lamp inside of it and you crack it and then you shout with a loud shout, I'm going to cause the Midians to flee." They've never fled before. How did they know they were going to flee? But they fled, and they fled because God said, "Do this." And they said, "Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it right now." And this is why we know God is a saving God. He's a healing God, delivering God. He's a salvation kind of God. And he puts that preach on us so that we can stir the hearts of people to say, "Guess what? The fire's burning. Get in on it and watch God do something great."
They say, "When you preach in Germany, don't preach so loud. We are not deaf, you know." I said, "But when I see how Satan torments the German people, when I see how he destroys our young people with drugs and with sexual perversions, the worst of it all, I cannot purr like a kitten and I cannot coo like a dove, but I want to roar like a lion. Let the nation hear it. Jesus saves. Jesus saves."
Yeah, he's still saving today. Come on, everybody. Shout the news.
It's a new day. Peace has come. Jesus saves.
Yeah, he's saving right now. Come on.
Here, what a joyful noise we'll make.
Jesus saves. That's what he does. That's Tim Hughes. And he saves. And he's still saving today. He's saving right now.
Jesus is Lord of all.
Steve Paleo. Come on. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. He's saving right now. Ha! Believe it. That's Jesus is Lord by Steve Paleo off the All Nations CD. You know, it's very powerful. We need to get it in our hearts that Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. Yeah, the Bible said if we confess with our mouth, Jesus is Lord. Not going to be, he is. And in that song, Steve talked about the Lord's coming back. Yes, he is. But until he comes back, he has done something about the bully in your life. And he has defeated him. Dethroned him, stripped him of his authority over your life, and he's given us a place in Christ, seated in heavenly places, above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. And the next time the devil picks on you, just tell him just how Jesus made an open show of him, triumphing over the powers of darkness and just reigning over them. Hallelujah. And we drive out devils by the name of Jesus. You say, you're just all excited. Well, you know, that's based on faith. It certainly isn't based on circumstances. There's a lot of things I'm trusting God to do in my life. and there's something that I've touched the third rail. That's, you know, at the BART stations here in the Bay Area, they have a transit system, and you don't touch the third rail, you'll die. Well, praise God, in faith, you can touch that third rail. That's called faith, and something gets activated in your heart and in your life, and it's just faith in God, just believing what God said, needing no other evidence. And that's pretty powerful. You know, when it comes to our words, God is going to give us words to say. And you bring words with you when you come back to God. And you bring His word. He said, "My word shall not return unto me void." Confession is the way you possess. Confession is the way you possess the things of God. If you can't confess it, you won't possess it. What am I talking about? Well, for instance, in Joel, he said, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Well, if you're afraid to say, "I'm strong," you say, "Well, I'm weak, but I can't say I'm strong." Well, Joel said, "Let the weak say, I'm strong." And what about Psalm 27:1? "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" If I believe that, I'm going to say, "Lord, you are my light. You are my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" I'm not going to be afraid. So if I did that, I'd be lying. No, if you did that, you'd be taking hold of the promise of God and saying, "I refuse to fear because the Lord said the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life." You see, if you can't say that, you'll never have it. So in that way, what we confess, we possess. And that's how you get stronger in the Lord. The Bible said, "With the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation." I've found out that if I'll start confessing things, and the word confession simply means to acknowledge faith in. If I'll start saying things God says, even before I believe it in my heart, I'll just do it as an act of obedience, an act of faith, then I'll grow. I'll grow. I sing songs that I didn't know I could live like that. But they wrote a song about living a certain way in faith. I said, "Well, God, I'm going to sing that." And guess what? After a while, I got stronger. And pretty soon, now I have a testimony that I'm living that way too. And so it's just important to know. Prayer is saying what God says, you know. And prayer. Yeah. What does prayer do? It changes things. This is a great song. Hallelujah. This is David's testimony. That's right. They had to believe God. David and Daniel, they had to believe God. That's right. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. You know, everybody in the Bible that had to believe God had to come to Him in a place of faith.
had to come to him in a place of prayer. And we know without a doubt, that prayer is what changes things. We're talking about affecting change in your life, affecting change in your circumstances. And Mahalia Jackson just said, I know that prayer changes things. And thank God we hook up with that. You know, we have a little segment here called Nuggets of Faith. And old brother EW has some nuggets from the past that he'd like to share with us. So we're going to go on the porch. It's still just the tail end of summer and just the beginning of fall here. And on a nice hot day, we're going to go visit our brother EW. How about that?
And now, It Is Time presents Golden Nuggets from the Past with Brother EW. And now for today's nugget, here's Brother EW.
Hello, Brother EW here, just enjoying the late summer and the sprinkler. I just so love it. And I've got my iced tea here and some lemonade. I kind of switch off, you know. Anyway, let's get into the Word and see some nuggets from the Word of God. Today, I would like to talk to you about the value of confessing God's Word. The fact that confession changes things. We walk in the light of our testimony. The Word becomes real only as we confess its reality. Satan fears our testimony. If you confess something with your mouth, it reacts upon your heart and your spirit. The scripture says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans 10:10. We confess what we are in Christ, and then it becomes real in our life. If we confess our fears, they will rule us. If we confess the dominion of disease, it asserts its lordship over our bodies more fully. If we confess our freedom, that the Son has made us free, God makes that confession a reality. When we realize that Jesus met defeat and conquered it, we dare to make that confession. Defeat and failure lose their dominion over us. Therefore, thinking faith thoughts and speaking faith words leads the heart out of defeat into victory. When we confess His Word, He watches over it to make it good. But there is no action on the part of God without our confession. Christianity is called the Great Confession. Hebrews 3:1. Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, even Jesus the righteous. Hebrews 4:14. Having then a great high priest who hath passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. What is the confession to which we are to hold fast? That in Him we have a perfect redemption. Colossians 1:13-14 says, brethren, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of our sins. That redemption never becomes a reality until we confess it. Few seem to grasp this fact. In the face of apparent defeat, we confess our redemption and deliverance, and it becomes a reality. We do not ask for redemption, we thank Him for it. The redemption was wrought according to 1 Peter 1:18-19. It says, knowing that you were redeemed, not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and even without spot, even the blood of Christ. This is not a promise, but a fact. You see, by confessing the Word, when you dare to confess that this is true, it becomes real in your life. God watches over it to help us and to change us and to cause his word to come to pass. You see, confession changes the situation according to God's word. We speak to the mountain and it's cast into the sea. Well, we've enjoyed just sitting out here on the porch with some lemonade and the sprinkler in the late summertime, speaking God's word and loving God's word and telling you about the nuggets of heaven. This is Brother EW saying, till next time, keep speaking the word.
Well, thank you, Brother EW. We appreciate the nuggets that come from the word of God, and we look forward to another segment with Brother EW before too long. We've been talking about affecting great change. Man, I feel a prophecy coming on so strong. I'm not sure I'm ready for it right this minute, but there's something stirring in our hearts right now for change. And it's like a moment before an earthquake. You sort of sense an earthquake's about to happen. Well, there's something brewing in the spirit. And there's a lot of people standing in faith and believing God that are not giving up. They're not running to the world. They're not running to the flesh. They're not going berserk. They're staying steady. You know, and that's what a real godly man and woman is even in times of trouble, you stay steady on the heart of God. And you don't run to the world for a little patch here and a little pick me up there, or you begin to point the finger and get upset and go to the pity party. You know, you don't want to go to Pity Party City, USA. No, don't do that. In fact, we have a committee that has been formed to stand against the growing onslaught of building more Pity Party Cities, USA. And there's a public service announcement for your benefit right here.
This is a public service announcement of citizens against Pity Party, Party City.
Something must be done. This has to be stopped.
Pity parties are threatening our cities. Mr. D. Satan must be stopped.
There's only one solution.
The blood of Jesus overcomes self-pity. We saw the expansion of Pity Party, Party City by Mr. D. Satan as a threat to the welfare of our people. And we're taking action, fighting against plans for more Pity Party, Party Cities.
Well, if they think they can just skate into our town and triple nuts over our people and the fine outlook on our future because of the blood of Jesus, then I say Pity Party, Party City has truly underestimated the weapons of our warfare.
We view the bold attempts of Pity Party, Party City's expansion as an out-and-out effort to steal the hope and the vision away from each citizen.
As mayor of this city, we're taking action. We're arming each citizen with the promises of God. We're taking the It Is Time broadcast and sharing it with everyone. We're spreading the news of Team Edify and enlisting our townspeople to rise up and edify one another. We will run Mr. D. Satan out of our town and forbid the expansion of these Pity Party Party Cities. We will be edified by God and not taken over by self-pity.
Yes, you too can take a stand against the expansion of Pity Party Party Cities in your town. Let's edify one another and be pity-free.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by It Is Time podcast and the good people at Team Edify.
Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify Revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times, full of deception, lies, and depression. But we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org.
You know, in order to affect a lasting change, we're talking about affecting great change. Hey, get involved with Team Edify, man. Get on, log on there, and, edifyforlife.org. We're going to reach a million people. And it's amazing to see some of the results we've already had. And we just appreciate every person that's a part of it. And we want you to be a part of it, too. And if you join up, you know, just to put one of those pins on your dog, make sure, you don't poke their skin. You know, we just put a little necklace around the pin there and just get a shot of your animal. And we want the animals of Team Edify members on our webpage. That'd be great. And we've got some up there now, but we like yours. So go ahead and mail that in to us at vccmarin@gmail.com. That's vccmarin@gmail.com. And we will, I'll go ahead and log on to, or rather post that picture of your animal along with our other animals. But, you know, if we are going to affect a great change, I mean affect a great change. If we're going to cause it to happen, you know, the word effect means to happen, to bring about. And if we're going to cause something to happen, to bring it about, by cooperating with God, He supplies the power. We are simply the branches that bear the fruit that God has in the vine. He says in James, He said, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it's set on fire of hell. So we can set on fire the course of nature with heaven by speaking God's word, just like Gideon did when he began to say, I'm a mighty man of valor. I'm going to do what God said. I'm going to rise up. David, when he went to go see Goliath, he said, Mr. Goliath, I'm going to feed your head to the fowls. He hadn't even picked up his stone yet. But he said, I'm going to feed your head to the fowls of the air. And he was possessing something in God. He was possessing his place in heaven. He was possessing his place in the army. If you don't possess it, it'll pass you by. And you'll be on the sidelines. You know, but with the heart man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So we thank God that we've been privileged to be shared with us by Brother E.W., that wonderful teaching on confession. And this song, to follow it up by David Ingalls, What I Confess, I Possess. This is a country-style song with, praise God, a mighty spiritual punch. Go ahead and receive it by faith, What I Confess.
What I confess, I possess. What I confess, I possess. My words are the coins in the kingdom of faith. What I confess, I possess. I confess that Jesus is my Lord. I confess by His stripes I am healed. I confess that the Son has made me free, and my God supplies all of my need. What I confess, I possess. What I confess, I possess. My words are the coins in the kingdom of faith. What I confess, I possess. God has shed abroad in my heart. I confess I'm as bold as a lion. I confess the presence of God each step I take. I confess redemption benefits every day. What I confess, I possess.
I possess. My words are the coins in the kingdom of faith. What I confess, I possess. In the name of Jesus, I can cast out devils. I lay my hands on the sick and they shall recover. I confess I'm a branch of the living vine. The authority of God in me abides. What I confess, I possess. What I confess, I possess. My words are the coins in the kingdom of faith. What I confess, I possess. What I confess, I possess.
Yeah, this is message-driven radio. Podcast. Hallelujah. What I confess, I possess. Somebody said, that's not my style of music. Well, the word is the word, and that's what you got to hold on to. Praise the Lord. I enjoy it myself. David Ingles, what I confess, I possess. I could listen to it all day long and all year long because it teaches me the word of God. And Brother David has been singing the word for many, many years. The anointing is rich upon the song and upon his life. You know, the Bible said death and life are in the power of what? Anybody know? Raise your hand. I see, well, there's Susie in Concord. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. It's in the tongue. It's in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is not in the power of providence. It's not just something that sort of falls out of the sky and, well, it's God's will that you die today. No, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. If you speak death, you're going to get death. If you speak life, you're going to get life. And you can either speak death to your life or you can speak life to your life. We need to speak life to our life. This is not mind over matter. This is not positive thinking. This is taking God's word, taking God at his word. We're reading the Bible. We're not reading, you know, somebody's journal. What we confess, we possess. And when we start confessing God's word, we possess God's word. Otherwise, and I'll show it to you. I'll prove it to you. Go ahead, ask somebody, what did God speak to you today? And they'll say, well, Sunday, I think there was a scripture read. I really don't know. They didn't possess that. You're not possessing the things unless they're working in your life. You know, we talked to in our last broadcast about loving God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. How can you love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength if you can't remember his word? And I'm not trying to be nasty, but Jesus even said it in Mark 12:30. He said, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength. And Jesus said, if you keep my sayings, that's it. If you keep my sayings, you love me. But if you don't keep them, you don't love me. And so we need to just go ahead and start keeping them. Keep those words in our hearts. Say, well, that takes a little bit of work. Well, the Bible said, rightly divide the word of truth. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Get back into school. Get into God's school. Get into God's advanced school of higher learning. The Institute of Higher Learning. That's exactly what it is. Higher ways and higher thoughts. And that is available for all of us. We've been given such a powerful inheritance in God that we've got to hold on to it. Something's happening right now. I'm telling you. I know some people are getting this. I know I'm getting it. I'm getting more and more right now, and we're affecting change. We're not going to let the enemy run roughshod over our city, over our town, over the things that belong to us. No way in the name of Jesus. I'll tell you something about our God. Oh, hallelujah. If God is for us, who can stand against us? Yeah, he turns water into wine. He turns darkness to light. Oh, hallelujah. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like our God. I'm telling you, there's something about to happen, and you can affect it. You can affect it as sure as I'm standing here. Chris Tomlin wrote a song called Our God, and this is just as prophetic as can be. I want you to go ahead and let God inspire you that he is the redeeming kind of God. He's a transforming kind of God. And he's a God that's going to do the same miracles he did before. Like water into wine, raising the dead, bringing people out of the ashes, transforming from sin to righteousness. He can do it. Let him do it right now in your life. This is Chris Tomlin.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no none like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Oh, awesome in power. Lord, we thank you so much that, Lord, those that are still with us on this broadcast, we're receiving right now change in our life. We speak to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. We do not doubt in our hearts. God, we thank you. For those that need jobs can receive jobs. Those that need a place to live, that favor is coming to their life for a place to live. Thank you, Lord, for favor with God and man, because our ways please you, God. We're falling in love with you. We're loving you with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. We're loving our neighbor as ourself. We have something on the inside that's so big and so rich and so beautiful. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you've shown us today, that prayer changes things, that what we confess, we possess. That, Lord, you are the one who's given us the spirit of 300 men that fought with Gideon. That Jesus is Lord. Wow. Jesus is Lord right now. He's reigning king right now in our lives. That you're the cloud by day, you're the fire by night. And when you come, Lord, everything changes. How awesome is that? How awesome is our God? That, Lord, that you put your hand upon us and fill us with your spirit, that we can help affect change on this earth. That, Lord, we're part of your vast army. And it doesn't matter if we're called to touch 2 lives or 2 million lives. We're going to do our job, God. And filled by your spirit. Filled up to overflowing. And I thank you so much for affecting a change in us, God, that we might affect a change in our family. We're going to take words of righteousness to our family. We're going to take them to the people at work. We're going to edify everybody around us. You're so good, God. You're so wonderful. Now we've got something to do. We've got a message. We've got an assignment from heaven to go tell it. To go tell it. Yes, Jesus is Lord. That's what we've got to do. That's our mission right now. To share with somebody the greatness of our God. Yeah, we're going to go tell it on the mountain, all right.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, we're affecting a change.
Go tell it.
Come on, friend, rise up and let's go tell it. Tell them it's time. It's time to keep shouting the victory. It's time to tell somebody. Yeah, God, I keep telling it that it's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Amen. And don't put it off. Come on. Don't put anything off that God has given you to do, because it is time.